This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. Officials in Ukraine say rolling blackouts across the country could continue through March. The warning comes as Ukrainians brace for an extremely grim winter after weeks of relentless Russian strikes against its power grid. One energy official Tuesday described the power grid damage as colossal. Ukrainians are being told to stock up on warm clothes and blankets and anything that might help and evacuate the worst areas and even possibly leave the country. The World Health Organization, meanwhile, is warning that millions in Ukraine face a life-threatening winter. Speaking late Monday, the WHO's European Regional Director, Hans Kluge, told reporters, put simply, this winter will be about survival, with Ukrainian citizens facing unique health challenges.
We expect 2 to 3 million more people to leave their homes in search of warmth and safety. They will face unique health challenges, including respiratory infections such as COVID-19, pneumonia and influenza, and the serious risk of diphtheria and measles in under-vaccinated populations.
Kluge said the WHO has recorded more than 700 attacks on Ukraine's health facilities since Russia's invasion began in February. He called it a clear breach of international humanitarian law. Ukraine's security services said Tuesday they have carried out a raid at a historic Orthodox monastery in the capital, Kyiv, in order to counter suspected subversive activities by Russian special services. The raid took place in the Kyiv-Perch Lavra Monastery. A Ukrainian security statement said the action was aimed at preventing the monastery from being used to shelter sabotage and reconnaissance groups, foreign citizens, or weapon stores. The Russian Orthodox Church and the Kremlin condemned the raid. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken Tuesday criticized the decision by soccer's international governing organization, FIFA, to threaten players at the World Cup with yellow cards if they were to wear armbands supporting inclusion and diversity. The captains of several European teams had planned to wear the One Love campaign anti-discrimination bands during the World Cup soccer tournament matches. Conservative World Cup host Qatar has many strict laws, including one that outlaws homosexuality. Blinken made his comments at a Doha news conference alongside his Qatari counterpart, Foreign Minister Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdulrahman Al Thani.
It's always concerning from my perspective when we see any restrictions on freedom of expression. It's especially so when the expression is for diversity and for inclusion. And in my judgment at least, no one on a football pitch should be forced to choose between supporting these values and playing for their team.
Blinken is in Qatar for the yearly U.S.-Qatar strategic dialogue. West African nations met with European leaders Tuesday to discuss preventing conflicts with militants in the Sahel region from spilling over into countries in the Gulf of Guinea. VOA's Steve Miller has more.
Coastal states Ghana, Benin, Togo, and Ivory Coast face increasing threats and attacks from Islamist militants across their northern borders in Burkina Faso and Niger. French and other peacekeeping missions have been operating in Mali for almost a decade as a bulwark against the spread of violence. But after two coups in Mali, the military junta increased cooperation with Moscow and allowed what Western countries call Russian mercenaries into the country. That prompted France to pull out its troops under its Barkhane anti-militant mission. Britain and Germany last week said they would also end peacekeeping missions. Steve Miller, VOA News.
Official state media in Iran reported Tuesday the nation's begun producing enriched uranium at 60% purity at the country's underground Fordo nuclear plant. The report described the uranium production as a response to a resolution by the United Nations nuclear watchdog. The step was seen as a significant addition to the country's nuclear program. Enrichment to 60% purity is one short technical step away from weapons-grade levels of 90%. Nonproliferation experts have warned in recent months that Iran now has enough 60% enriched uranium to reprocess into fuel for at least one nuclear weapon. Iran is already enriching to 60% purity at its Natanz nuclear facility in central Iran. Fordo is some 100 kilometers south of the capital, Tehran. More information on this story and all the stories we're covering today can be found on our website, voanews.com. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.